What's up, everybody? It's Aaron Goodwin doing a new podcast here. What I just did is I just tweeted questions to you guys. I said, hey, if you're out there and you want me to answer any of your questions here on Twitter, you know, ask away. That's what I'm doing. So right now I'm answering your questions on Twitter. So here we go. First one that popped up. Do you have any body piercing tattoos or anything? I do not. I don't even have a tattoo. If I do get a tattoo, it's going to be a big step in tattoo on my feet. And I might get something on the bottom of my foot, but that probably won't be for a while. And that's if I don't chicken out, because to be honest, I hate needles. So, all right, good question. Next question. What's your favorite haunted location and why? But what's my favorite haunted location? I would have to say almost all of them. Every one of them has a different feel to it. And it's just the scary ones are different than others, and the ones that affected me different. I'd say the worst so far has been Mackey's, Hell's Bar Dam, and some recent ones coming up on the episodes that you'll see starting September 14th. All right, next question. Where do you get your inspiration from your art? And that, my friend, the answer is through my dreams. Adam's been painting a lot of my nightmares. We get real detailed. Paintings usually take anywhere from 4 to 6 months to finish, because I have very vivid dreams and the whole storyline behind it. So each painting has something to it. The other stuff, I just get these cool ideas in my mind, and Christian will come in and paint them, or Adam. I've started dibble and dabbling in my own painting, but I'm just not that good. And to have things done the way I see it, I kind of have to have Adam and Christian jump in there and help me out. But that's kind of my inspiration so far. Or anything like I see on the road, I'll take a picture of, and then later on, 6 months down the road, maybe I'll turn it into a painting. From GAC Lover Forever. What is your favorite food? Well, I can't eat much. I have an allergy to corn, so I can't eat much of that. So pretty much I'm limited. But I'd have to say my favorite food right now is just a normal sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly has kind of been on my top list lately. I've eaten a lot of those. Or a steak. I love steak, so I'll just eat one of those a day. Try to, at least. I hope that answered your question. Okay, from Loyal Loyal Sea Girl. Your question is, okay, whom was your first crush? Wow, this is going to date me. But I'd have to say my first crush was Cindy Crawford. I think everyone was in love with her. But yeah, I'd have to say Cindy Crawford. Now now I'd have to say anywhere from Sarah Bareilles to, and I'd have to say the other one, it has to be like Jennifer Garner. All right, that's embarrassing. All right, here we go. What is it? Yeah. Okay, what's the scariest thing you've ever seen, by Sabrina X. Weber? There's a lot. I don't know if you've seen Ghost Adventures, but I've seen a lot of scary stuff out there. And but the most scariest thing is when I look in the mirror first thing in the morning, I'm like, good Lord. Okay, bad joke. But anyways, okay, moving on. What's your dream location to investigate, by Amy Desomarex, or Amy Des92 on Twitter? My dream location would be Egypt tombs, the pyramids. I have fascination with Egypt. I really want to go there. And my other spot would be Dracula's castle. I almost had a chance. I was invited to go investigate that. But I had to shoot and I couldn't go. It was kind of sad, but I'll get there one day. Okay. A lover loves punk, Ashley on Twitter. What what are you thinking when Zach sends you alone to investigate? It used to be, oh, hell, as long as I just go do it, get it over with. The sooner I get it done with, the sooner I'm out of there. But now I kind of stick around, and I like the whole confrontation with spirits. I've kind of gotten a little more darker in my hunt. When you hunt lions long enough, you become a lion, they say, you know, like, which, so it's kind of like after going and spending all these times in these spots by myself and doing all this craziness, I've kind of just, I dig it now. I dig it 100%. Okay. Here's a good question. From 2E Sanders, Elizabeth Sanders on Twitter. What do you do if a spirit follows you home? I do nothing. If a spirit wants to follow me home, I guess it follows me home. I don't mess with what happens around me. I don't mess with my mojo. I don't try to get cleansed. I believe if I do, it kind of will mess up the evidence. So what I try to do is, if it wants to come home, I have a lot of stuff that comes home with me anyways. I mean, there's many spirits, I think, that hang around in my house. So what I do is I just let it come and hang out. I don't try to cleanse myself. I don't do anything. My job is to hunt and find spirits and get evidence. And so that's what I'll do. And so if it comes home with me, that's fine. It's all part of the job, I think. So until the job's over, maybe I'll cleanse myself up and get everything cleansed up. But it seems like every time I tried back in the past, it got worse. And I did it many times and something just said, don't do it anymore. So instead of doing that, I just kind of like accepted it. And I've been doing that for the last year and a half. I don't do anything to cleanse myself or anything like that. I just come home and deal with what happens and go to the next shoot. All right. Big step down to aisles. Someone just asked me to marry him. Sorry, I was married. I plan on really doing. Oh, I'm not going to talk about that. Okay. Another question. Have I mentioned? Okay. Question is from Laura A. Dracula X on Twitter. I have a media production degree, but I'm nervous about getting into the industry. It's overwhelming. Any advice? Yeah. The best thing to do is go put your name in some sort of film group out there. It's called being part of the circle. Once you start doing a gig, once you do one gig, you talk to the people, you get to know the people on set, and then sometimes they'll hire you for other gigs if they don't have someone available. It's called part of being in the circle. So the best advice I can do is, or I can say is, go do some free work, help people out on their jobs. You don't always have to get paid on everything. And also try to get some paying gigs, but go to your film commission, put your name in there as a PA, camera, whatever your interest is, you know, all the way from audio or camera operator, still photographer, whatever it may be. Just put your name in there. It's usually like anywhere from like 30 to 50 bucks. And when a production company comes into your town, what they'll do is they'll call the numbers off these books or on the websites, and they might call you up and bam, you got a job. When I first started, I maybe got 10 gigs in the first 6 months. But then after you start getting part of the circle and people getting to know you, that's when everything hits in, and that's when you're getting called nonstop and you're working consistently. But just remember, always be there. You're there to do a job, and make sure you do the job, and always be ready to do whatever they want. You want to always do your best, so that way they will hire you again. Okay. I am going to make it simple. You have another lockdown soon? Yeah. That's by K-O-I-S on Twitter. Yeah, we do lockdowns every other week. We haven't stopped. We've been doing it for almost four years now, and we've taken maybe two breaks, a month break in the last 2 years, and that's it. I've been filming every other week. I leave in a few more days to do a couple more shoots and then come back. All the stuff airs in a couple weeks. All these episodes I've been tweeting about and talking about on Twitter, they all air on the 14th of this September, so get ready. You're going to actually finally see what I've been talking about on Twitter. What is your favorite part about being GAC by Maddie D or GAC Forever 202? My favorite part is the investigation, the hunt, the thrill, the adult rush, just communicating with spirits, everything that's involved in this. It's a whole different world out there, and my eyes are finally open. And when you're out here doing this, hunting ghosts and spirits like we do, it's a whole different ball game. And so that's probably the coolest thing, is talking to the other side and knowing what's going to happen when you die. Don't you mean here? Okay, so Jamie on Twitter, Carbajal. I spelled here wrong on Twitter. And that's my common thing. I am not good at spelling the here's, the there's, where's, and all these weird English spelling things. So yeah, I probably did mean here as H-E-A-R instead of H-E-R-E, like I always spell it. Like, hey, my very first tweet was, if it's spelled wrong, you know it's me. Would you consider doing a lockdown New Orleans by Miss Tom Felton on Twitter? Yes, we are wanting to really, really bad. It will be happening. I talk to Nick and Zach all the time, and we're like, yeah, we'll be doing it. It's just not happening right this second, but it is on the agenda with many more investigations to come, guys. So don't worry about that. Have you ever thought about investigating the Tomb of Egypt? That's by I'm a Lost fan. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I just talked about it. Egypt's my thing, man. I can't wait to go there one day. And when I do, even the show or not, I'm hunting it. If you had any other job, would you like, besides filming Ghost Adventures, what would it be? by Daniel on Twitter. Yeah, I do. Jobs you like besides filming ghost adventures? I film everything. I don't know if you've ever been to Eggwood Collections at YouTube. I have shot 5 half-hour promos of us running around the strip on diapers. It's a goofy stuff all the way to promo reels for people, all the way, like, my favorite thing is shooting music videos. So I'm always trying to shoot someone's music video and make it cool. So filming. If it wasn't Ghost Adventures, I'd be doing the same thing I did before Ghost Adventures, still shooting on sets. I've been shooting for 13 years in production, so I definitely would be out there still shooting. I mean, before the Ghost Adventures, I was shooting for UFC for 2 years and NASCAR for a year before that. So what was your first career choice? By Lodza GAC or Jodza Rose? Jodzia Rose? Sorry if I'm saying these wrong. My first career choice was to be a professional basketball player, but that didn't pan out too well. But I did do pretty well. Senior year, I got hurt. You never know. I could have got a college, some sort of education out of it. But besides that, my first career choice was to be an accountant. I love numbers. I love doing my own books. That's why when I do the big step and stuff, I do it all. It's just kind of thing I've always been. So my first career choice would have been accountant. And I'm so glad I did not go with my first career choice. Will you release a picture book of your most beautiful faces you make? By Con Therese. Sorry, these names. By Autica, whatever. Will you be releasing? I don't know. I did think about putting something together of all my weird faces, because last time I counted, it was like 100 different faces. But probably not. Probably not for a long time. But I am doing a picture book of all the pictures I've taken. And what it is like, it's going to be like a 50-page coffee table book. And it's just all the photos I've taken around the United States all my life. And they'll have little sayings on it. But that's not coming out till Christmas, hopefully. Okay, question from Josh Miller. How do you get all your equipment to Leech Lockdown? We carry it. And we put it on a plane. And then we fly. And we get off the plane. And we have huge amount of equipment and cases. And then we take the cases to the lockdown in a van. We fly. We don't drive. We fly. Unless it's close to, you know, some spot where the equipment is, we usually fly everything. Is there any place you guys wouldn't go? Nope. I will go anywhere. Lee, Bane 1701. I'll go anywhere you guys put me. I'm a huge fan of Sons of Anarchy is my favorite. Who's yours? Oh, the Sun. He's his favorite. My favorite has to be the Sun too. He's a badass. And when he finally realized it in season, I think it was into season one where he has to take over, that was a good moment. All right, another one. Have you ever shaved your entire beard and mustache? Yes, I have. I just started really growing it, mainly probably like 3 years before Ghost Adventures. Maybe I'll put a picture up without my facial hair sometime. But that's my Clark Kent. So if I ever need to disappear, I shave my goatee, grow my hair out on top of my head, and you'll never recognize me. I can disappear in the wind. What's your favorite episode of Ghost Adventures? And that's by 12YN. Oh, man. I'd have to say almost all of them, because every one of them is just like watching a home video, something personal, something I learned from it, and something I came home with and had nightmares about. Here's one from M. Gomez from Twitter. Do you watch any paranormal shows? I don't. I've seen a couple episodes of a few shows here and there a while ago, but to be honest with you, I don't watch any ghost shows except for ours. The only reason is because I don't want to watch something that be influenced. So I like the flow of how Ghost Adventures is. I've never watched these shows, and I maybe catch it here and there just to see something once in a while, but very, very often do I ever watch them. I like to think Ghost Adventures, be Ghost Adventures, and not stray from Ghost Adventures. So I always constantly, if I'm going to watch a ghost show, it's Ghost Adventures. I want to ask you, do you get really scared when you're in lockdown? And I wanted to tell you I have a big crush on you. Melissa Armstrong. Thank you. And do you really get scared? I do. I get petrified. When this stuff happens, it's not like you're waiting for it to happen. Well, you're waiting for it to happen, but then when it happens, you could be the toughest guy in the world and it just goes out the door because you're just like, oh my God, what is that? You know, I freak out. Like, but then after I freak out, I catch my grip real quick. I get focused and I stay in there for the hunt. You can't help but get scared on these things. If you're not getting scared, then obviously you need to do something more tougher and scarier to get scared. But these moments when you're fighting something you can't see, I'll tell you what, I don't care who you are, you get scared even if you are staying there and you can fight them. It's a scary situation. Rick Lee R., will you ever truly adjust to the paranormal experience that you're constantly having? No. But I have. My old house used to be so bad. I've been pulled out of bed. I've been pushed. I've been shoved, scratched. I mean, almost everything happened in my old apartment. It's kind of calmed down. Things will fly off the wall. But I've realized that if they really wanted to hurt me, they would. They'd push me downstairs or do something and it would really harm me. So what I've done now is I accepted it. I know that maybe their scratch is just them touching me, trying to get my attention, or grabbing my foot or something weird like that. It's just them trying to get my attention. So instead of running and getting scared of it, now I pretty much just kind of communicate with it because I don't know. I mean, if they've been here for a while, they would have hurt me already. So kind of getting used to it, but I'm pretty used to it now. There's one. I bet Aaron Goodwin is taking pictures of the sunset right now by Billy Tolley. DJ Inferno LV. Usually I am, but it looks like you beat me to it. Damn it. Damn you, Billy. Here we go. So Hicka just said, your reactions during the lockdowns are priceless. Well, thank you. I'm glad you guys get a little enjoyment out of my fear. But that's one thing. I never go to lockdown and learn about it ahead of time. I always find out right before I go what that place is about. So that way my reactions are more scary and I am more freaked out and I'm learning it firsthand instead of reading about it ahead of time. Do you ever get scared on investigations that you pee yourself? By K Walkup 98. There's been moments where it has got close, but it's not really peeing myself. It's more of my safety in jeopardy. And that's when it gets scary. Because when you know your safety might be in jeopardy, you panic and you adjust and you do what you got to do. And usually the first instinct is run and get out of there. Instead, I stay. And so that's really scary to sit in there and know there's something that could come up behind you and just do something bad or throw something or something falls off a ceiling. And you can't see anything because it's pitch black. So it is very, very nerve-wracking sometimes in these lockdowns. I'll answer two more. Here we go. If you weren't part of GAC, then what would you be doing? By Hammy RC. I'd be doing the same thing I was doing when I before Ghost Adventures. I'd probably still be working for the UFC, as a camera operator. I would be doing gigs. I mean, before this, I worked on anywhere from 20 to 40 jobs, like, you know, MTV comes in town or VH1 or like, HBO, you know, all these companies come into Vegas to do shoots and they hire people out of Vegas. And so I was on the circuit of really a lot of gigs here and there, working as an audio man, cameraman, all kinds of stuff. So if I wasn't doing this, I'd still be in the production. I'd still be filming. I'd probably have a movie out because I've been dying to make movies and been writing them forever. So I'd probably have one of my movies out. But everything happens for a reason in life. And so I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing. And so when this is all over, I'll jump back into production. I'll probably be making my own films. And everything's a learning experience. And from this job, I've learned this crazy nightmare that's been happening for 4 years and a huge story about it. And that's why I'm doing my art, painting it up, and eventually, you know, come out with the movie. So I'm glad I am doing what I'm doing because there's no better rush than an adult rush hunting ghosts. Francisca Tamburi, she's from Italy, it looks like. Says, will you ever be coming back to Italy again? I don't know if we will be for the shoot, but my plans are to come back on my own. I want to do something here in the next couple of years where I just backpack across. I want to go to Sweden. I want to go to Denmark. I want to go back to Italy. I want to go to France. I want to hit up all these spots. And so I'll probably be doing that pretty soon, as soon as I get a break, more than a two-month break. I'm just going to get a backpack, get a plane ticket, and hop over there and start seeing it all, and then go back to hunting ghosts. What got you started in the paranormal? Nick and Zach. I knew Nick for a long time. He asked me to help him with a bunch of little projects he's been doing at schools and for his own stuff for a long time. Then he asked me, hey, you want to do another one? We're just gonna go out and look for ghosts. And I was like, okay. You know, I never thought twice about ghosts. So that's how I got into it, because of Nick. And then I met Zach, and then we went from there and been a great team since. What is your favorite part of the episodes of Supernatural by Victoria? Victoria 924. My favorite part of Supernatural is every piece of it. I love that show. I always feel like that's me and someone out there hunting every day. Like, in a weird way, they kind of do what we do, except they go out and they battle the ghosts and they kill the ghosts and they, you know, ban them from wherever they are. We don't do that, but they do what we do. They go and fight the gnarly, scary, wicked ghosts. And so I got to say, man, those Winchester boys, they're badass. That's one thing I'd geek out. If I met them, I probably would geek out and be like, no way, you know, super fan it up. But one day I hope to meet those guys. Okay, last question by Brittany Kovach. Aaron, what made you go into filmmaking and things like that? Actually, it fell into my lap. I was at school one day and they were saying, hey, you want to be an extra in a movie? And all my friends were going to just audition in it for this high school film. And I thought I'd go with them just to, you know, nothing else to do. It was probably, I think there was a girl going and I was like, oh, I'll go because she's going, you know, but ended up being where I looked like one of the actors. So they asked me to be a stand-in. And what a stand-in is someone that comes in right before the actor comes down to do a scene. There has to be someone who sets the lighting, does the movement so they can practice it all, so they're not wasting the actor's time. So what they did is I had to bleach my hair blonde. I came in. I was an actor, a stand-in for this actor. Foxfire, I don't know if you've seen it. It's with Angelina Jolie. But actually, I'm the first person you really see in that film when they come down a locker. I have a hat on with a toothpick in my mouth. but I got to be a stand-in. So what I did is I got to see production firsthand of everything happening, how to make movies, how to do this, how to do that. It was awesome. I basically sat on set for a month during my senior year and just watched them make movies. And that's how I fell in love with it. After that, I was just like, dude, I could do this for a living. Plus, you just sit around all day, do the same scene. Craft service is delicious. It was just nonstop. So that's how I got into it. And ever since then, I was going to go to school for it, but instead I didn't have any money for school, so I just taught myself. I went in, learned everything I could, and then I went in and jumped headfirst into the production field, signed up, and just, I said, hey, yeah, I know how to be a cameraman. They hand me a camera. I'd look at this guy, and I go, I don't know how to use this. And then that'd be my first time ever using it. And I would just pop on, start shooting, and learn on the field, and that's what happened. And next thing you know, bam, now I'm shooting. You just got to go out there and do it. Don't take a small step, which is thinking about it. Take a big step, which is actually going out there and doing it. Because if you don't do it, you'll never know. And if you don't know, then, you know, you might as well not even think about it. That's my thing. But thanks, guys. Right now, we're shooting the day in the life of Aaron Goodwin. The Travel Channel is here shooting that. So we just shot some of this podcast. Thanks for tweeting the questions. And I'll do another one of these soon. All right, bye.